In 2016, contrary to expectation and contrary to the polls, Donald Trump won the U.S. presidential election when he was pitted against Hillary Clinton, a candidate almost every pollster, an election pundit in the U.S. thought was stronger and would win.
I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans, and this is so important to me. For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country.
As we all know, the polls put a false construction on the reality on the ground.
The CBS News Battleground Tracker poll now showing Clinton with a 6-point lead ahead of Trump among likely voters. Clinton jumping 10 points since last month with support among women. Trump dipping 4 points amid the multiple allegations from women accusing him of sexual assault. Trump himself tweeting, "That never happened. Media rigging election."
Fast forward to 2020, and here we are. The polls are showing that Trump would likely lose to Joe Biden.
This race, some new battleground state polling we've been talking about here this morning. In New Hampshire, the latest Boston Globe Suffolk University poll shows Joe Biden holding a 10-point lead in the state, 51 to 41. In Georgia, that poll I mentioned a minute ago, the latest Quinnipiac University poll shows Joe Biden ahead by 7 points, 51 to 44. In North Carolina, the latest New York Times Siena College poll has the two candidates.
He was trailing going into yesterday's debate, which promised to be a very fascinating affair. But you know, like they say, it just ain't over until the fat lady sings.
Not until the fat lady sings.
Oh, yes, okay.
This is important.
Fat lady, I gotcha.
A wise African proverb has it that the road doesn't tell the traveler what lies ahead. In light of that wise African proverb, it will be against the best judgment of the Democrats to write off Trump just yet. Just like it will be ill-advised for the Republicans to write off Joe Biden. Many Republicans have been reluctant to say boo to a goose, or let's just say to find fault with Trump for all his inadequacies, just like the Democrats have been soft with Joe Biden. For his support base, Trump is like the best thing since sliced bread. For his rivals, he's the antithesis of normal, a square peg in a round hole, they say. Every day in this election cycle feels like watching a movie. And one of the candidates was actually a reality TV star. And I know the movie script writers in Hollywood must be having a field day, smiling from ear to ear. Is it going to be an anti-climax for the Democrats or the Republicans when push comes to shove on the 3rd of November? Make sure you keep it locked down on our channel right here on YouTube, or you can check out my blog at www.masabachronicle.com, and we shall keep you posted on all the happenings in this drama-filled U.S. presidential election.